This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Two things are happening simultaneously at rapid speed. Number one, the implosion of American society. Number two, the mad rush to begin a nuclear war with Russia. Lunacy is reigning supreme among America's ruling class. The elite are taking all of us over a steep cliff into a dark abyss. We have reached a critical time when real men must take action to save the country from total destruction. Look at what we experienced this week. An armed transvestite murdered three innocent children and three adults in a Christian church school in Nashville. And the indictment of a former president of the United States of America. The communist takedown of the USA is in full gear and receiving little resistance and pushback. While the men of America refuse to pull together to confront this evil sex cult regime, it may be the Russian Federation's army that puts us out of our misery. World War III's use of nuclear weapons is dangerously close today. We may be a month or two away from our destruction. Let's start with NATO's lunatic march to a nuclear nightmare. Our first story, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban warned on Friday that we are in real danger of World War III. This is what he told the Hungarian people today, Doc, in a radio interview. He told the Hungarian people, this is serious. We're moving quickly towards a nuclear war. I mean, this country, Hungary is right there, you know, in the middle of this thing.
Right.
They're going to experience it. And he sent a warning out to his country today to prepare for nuclear war.
Right. And in an interview that he conducted, there were several things that he said that made it very clear that he was concerned. This is from the Mandiner. Starts off with saying that the war is worrying and dangerous for the Hungarian people. Our security is in danger, and the West is providing Ukrainians with more and more modern equipment. I am convinced that the threat of world war is not a literary exaggeration. In other words, it's not imaginary, that it's impending, Rick. He went on to say, when American and European leaders say that if this continues, we could end up in the Third World War. It seems incredibly exaggerated at first, but where I work and where I see the events, this is a real danger at this moment, the prime minister pointed out. So when asked about joint EU ammunition purchases for Ukraine, he said, the question is how the Hungarian army can get ammunition. So he's concerned about making sure that Hungary is taken care of, Rick. So we are not interested in Ukraine from this point of view, but in Hungary. And the question is how to supply the Hungarian army with ammunition faster and cheaper. If we contract separately or if we contract together, our answer is to do it anyway, do it anyway. He also went on to speak about a potential ceasefire in Ukraine. He said the Hungarian parliament cannot be bypassed in this matter. That is why it is of great importance that the parliament passes a resolution on Friday that the Hungarian position is to have a ceasefire. The world should get here. And he said a ceasefire is needed to reach peace and settle it within the framework of peace. Let there be a ceasefire. No more people die. This is where we have to start. We need to present arguments so that the warring parties see that a ceasefire is in the interest of both. Well, Rick, we finally have a leader of a nation is calling for a ceasefire.
Yes, and this is a NATO member.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to put an article headline from Newsweek. This was number one on my list. And this is why Viktor Orban gave this interview today. He said Europe, and he's meaning NATO.
Right.
NATO is close to deciding on sending peacekeeping troops to Ukraine. You really imagine this.
I mean, okay? Let that soak in.
Just stop and think about this. He warned us over a month ago in another interview. He said, referring to NATO member states, he said, there is discussion of sending NATO troops to Ukraine. A decision will be made soon. He repeated it today that NATO is going to send troops into Ukraine under the guise of being peacekeepers. So they're going to be unarmed? No. They're going in. This is an invasion force to fight the Russians. And I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be blood up to your chin very soon. This is coming. Unless this madness can be stopped. I want to go down to number 9. This is RT. Talk of peacekeepers in Ukraine extremely dangerous, says the Kremlin.
Right. So a discussion about possible deployment of Western peacekeepers in Ukraine is potentially a very dangerous idea, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has warned in response to comments made by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on Friday. Mr. Peskov went on to say, and I quote, if we are talking about some kind of serious negotiations, then this is a potentially extremely dangerous discussion. In world practice, such forces as a rule are used only with the consent of both parties. In this case, it is potentially a very dangerous topic. Now, his statement comes after Orban revealed that EU leaders are close to holding a legitimate discussion on whether or not member states can or should send some kind of peacekeeping force to Ukraine, despite a probable rebuke from Russia.
Well, as expected, Dmitry Medvedev, the former president of Russia, the current vice chairman of the Russian Federation's National Security Council, he typically posts a message on his Telegram channel on Friday, and he posted one today.
Yes.
This is number 11. Here's a headline, NATO peacekeepers to be targeted if deployed in Ukraine. We have the entire Telegram post that Mr. Medvedev posted a few hours ago, and he's very blunt in what the Russian military is going to do to NATO peacekeepers if they enter the Ukrainian battlefield.
And this Telegram post is in direct response to those peacekeeper stories. In Europe, a new false idea is being discussed to send some kind of peacekeepers to Ukraine under the auspices of NATO. How do you like that? The countries of the alliance continue to do their best to stuff the Kiev regime with weapons, tanks, and other military equipment. They send their assassin instructors and bloody mercenaries daily. In every possible way, they support, extol, and kiss passionately the Bandera bastards, give them various awards and medals. And now it means that they will allegedly persuade them not to fight with Russia. They will persuade them to stick a bayonet into the ground. Goes on to say, NATO members are not just brazen creatures who have jumped off the coils from their redneck and arrogance. They treat everyone else as complete morons. And grinning cynically, they offer their peacekeeping services. Their true intentions are clear, to establish a favorable peace on the line of contact from a position of strength. Bring your peacekeeping troops into Ukraine with machine guns and tanks in some blue helmets with yellow stars. How this ends shows the history of the operations carried out by the United States and its allies in various regions of the world. The tragedies of Korea, Vietnam, Yugoslavia, Iraq, Afghanistan, many African countries as well. It is clear that the so-called NATO peacekeepers are simply going to enter the conflict on the side of our enemies. Pretty warm hands on this, bringing the situation to the point of no return. Unleash the very Third World War, which is so feared in words. It is also obvious that such peacekeepers are our direct enemies, wolves in sheep's clothing. They will be a legitimate target for our armed forces if they are placed on the front lines without the consent of Russia, with weapons in their hands and directly threaten us. And then these peacekeepers must be ruthlessly destroyed. They are soldiers of the enemy. They are combatants, not peacemakers. And they will die in the course of hostilities. He went on to say, it remains only to clarify whether Europe is ready for a long line of coffins of its peacekeepers. So I don't think there's any, you know, ambiguity about what he means here.
The Russians are going to kill the NATO troops.
So basically, NATO troops should pack body bags and start hauling coffins into Ukraine, if that's the plan.
But it's going to go worse than that. You know it, Doc. The moment Russian troops are engaged with NATO troops inside Ukraine, the nukes are going to fly.
Yes.
So what's the timeline? We've been hearing reports that Ukraine is building up for a NATO-inspired counteroffensive sometime in May. That's next month.
Yeah, that's a month
away.
That's
next month. It could be 30 to 45 days away. So is the plan to send NATO troops into Ukraine when this counteroffensive begins? Are we 30 to 45 days from NATO putting boots on the ground inside Ukraine? That's what it looks like. Maybe the counteroffensive begins in May. The NATO troops go in June. We don't know what the timetable is. What we do know is we're a couple months away from total destruction. This is going to have a horrible ending for the human race. And what are we fighting for?
Yes.
Zelensky? The clown? This is what we're fighting for. We're all going to die for Zelensky. People need to think this through. You're going to die. Your children are going to die. Your grandchildren are going to die. Life comes to an end for Zelensky.
Was Russia?
He's so important. Zelensky's so great, so important that we're going to end human civilization. History will record if there's any survivors. Human civilization came to an end in Ukraine for the sake of Zelensky. He was so important. The Ukrainian civilization was so advanced and so important to the human race that they went to war to save it and destroyed hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people died. This population of the world may go from 7 billion to 1 billion in a matter of 2 weeks. Are these madmen so committed to their green agenda to save Mother Earth from climate change that they have a plan to reduce the... Doc?
Remember the stories
the Deagle,
about that.
TheDeagle.com. We're really close. We're really close to 2025. That was the target date that there would be what? What was it, a 70% drop in American population?
Yes. We would go from 350 million
to 90 million.
To
90 million?
Yes.
And that prediction was made a decade ago. This mysterious website that predicted America's population would drop about 90% by the year 2025. Are we on target? Is there some kind of sick, sadistic schedule to eliminate most of us while these creeps go underground into their tunnels and ride out the nuclear war? Is this the plan? Because it sure looks like it. They're planning to sacrifice all of us. And people better come to grips with this. Your lifespan may be another 60 days. You may have another 60 days to live and breathe on this earth. I'm not exaggerating it. This is serious. One of our True News supporters, name's Dawn, and she's in Texas. She sent me today a video that she recorded on her phone. This is a train moving between Pampa and White Deer, Texas, carrying a lot of U.S. military hardware. Here's the video.
Okay.
was an incredible amount of military equipment.
Was the Pentagon getting ready to happen?
They're getting ready for war. Rick, you mentioned all these stories related to NATO and NATO sending troops into Ukraine. I'm of the opinion NATO already has troops in Ukraine.
Absolutely. And according to this next story, they may have had a command center. This is Newsweek. Newsweek's asking the question, did a Russian missile take out NATO command center in Ukraine?
So rumors of a Russian precision strike that supposedly destroyed an underground NATO command center in Ukraine with dozens of Western officers and military personnel killed by the Kinzhal or Dagger missile attack have been circulating on social media channels associated with pro-Kremlin and Russia propaganda. Now, pictures of the supposed strike site depict large-scale devastation and a burned-down building, furthering the claims. So there's a lot of talk, a lot of chatter on social media about this particular event, Rick. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see any of the pictures.
No. The
trouble is, it's difficult to verify because if it's true, if it was true, there's no way the Western media is going to pick that story up.
Of course not.
So that's the tough part about this. But the rumors are that it was a deep bunker missile strike that took out a really high level number. There are estimates of 40 to 50 bodies that were laying around, depending on which particular channel that you were looking at during the day today.
Mm-hmm. So the NATO soldiers who are training the Ukrainian soldiers how to kill the Russians.
Right.
And then the Russians just took them out. Politico. EU looking at investing frozen Russian state assets to raise cash for Ukraine. So the European Union and the United States have, over the past years, seized billions. I don't even know what the total amount is. Maybe over $100 billion of Russian assets, money that was in banks and different, you know, properties and things, and they've seized.
Right.
They've seized the assets, and they're going to. The plan is to use the Russian money to give it to Zelensky.
Yes.
They're going to give the Russian money to Zelensky.
Eventually, they're going to give it all to him.
Yes.
So.
Well, so that there can be a kickback to the Biden crime family.
Yes, the big guy gets his 10% one way or another.
Exactly.
Right?
So. This is a criminal operation.
Well, the European Commission has estimated that investing assets belonging to Russia's central bank, which have been frozen under the EU sanctions, could generate returns of about 2.6%. Now, this comes as the EU considers investing in Russia's state-owned assets, such as Gazprom and Rosneft, to raise funds for Ukraine's reconstruction. The Commission believes that Russia's invasion of Ukraine justifies investing the assets in compliance with EU and international law and tweaking EU sanctions regulations. Now, while the plan raises legal, political, and economic questions, the Commission stressed the need for coordinated action with G7 and other countries to avoid spooking investors. So, hey, you get to rob a guy and then you get to invest his money to pay the guy who robbed him. So,
are they rubbing salt into the wounds of the Russians?
Well, obviously.
How are the Russians going to take this?
It's just another attack without firing a shot.
Another provocation, and at some point, the Russian deep state makes a decision. That's it. It's done. We take them out. That day is getting very close, Doc. It's getting far too close for my comfort. This isn't something that could happen. Right now, it's most likely it's going to happen very soon. That's how close we are to destruction. Le Figaro newspaper reported France is training Ukrainian Air Force how to fly the Mirage.
Right, so you've got Ukrainian military personnel that are actually in France receiving training on the Mirage jets there. We also have training going on in the UK on fighter jets there as well. So this is the next big move.
The French government officially said that's not true.
Well,
that's what they said. I just wanted, for the record, just state what they said. Out of Belarus, I become a regular reader of Belta News. I'm reading things now I've never read in all these years, you know. So I have to check in the Belarusian news agency now, and this is what's there today.
Right.
Belarus ready to host strategic nuclear weapons if necessary.
Right.
So Mr. Lukashenko told Mr. Putin, bring them over. Bring the nukes, bring them over, and park them right here.
And he did this in an address to the nation here. So Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko stated in his address to the nation and parliament on today that not only tactical but also strategic nuclear weapons will be deployed in Belarus if necessary. Mr. Lukashenko emphasized that Belarus and Russia will use all means at their disposal to ensure their sovereignty and independence, and that the Belarusian army had acquired a powerful missile system, the Iskander, which can carry nuclear warheads. He also mentioned that he has instructed the army to restore the sites where missile systems Topol with nuclear warheads used to be deployed. Now, Mr. Lukashenko said that he and Russian President Vladimir Putin would bring strategic nuclear weapons to Belarus if necessary to defend their countries and peoples against external threats.
In that same speech, he also promised that there would be immediate response from the Belarusian army if Ukraine took any action against Belarus. And so, as you see in the headline here, Lukashenko promises immediate response to any encroachment on Belarus territory.
And one particular thing he said, we're ready for any turn of events that might occur. So he's anticipating something happening. President Lukashenko declared, let me calmly assure those who are concerned with the peace and security of our country, don't worry, everything will be all right. We will do all we can to preserve peace, not destroy it. But he went on to say, any infringement on the sovereignty of Belarus, its military and civil structures, will be met with a swift response. We will take action, and he goes on to say, Rick, we will take it all the way. Now, the president reminded that defense, security, and law enforcement agencies had been instructed to protect Belarus at any cost, which is being carried out. Air defense units have been in a heightened state of alert for over a year now, and moreover, the police and their KGB are collaborating to carry out counterintelligence operations and ensure public safety near the border.
China is warning the United States that the visit by the Taiwanese president to America could lead to serious confrontation. What does that mean, Doc? You're going to have a serious, if you and I had a serious confrontation, what would that mean?
I would be scared if it was you saying that to me.
All right.
If you said to Doc, you and I are about to have a serious confrontation, I would be worried.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not worried because we never take China seriously, ever. We never do.
Well, I think they're about to demonstrate their resolve.
Well, Xu Shui-Yuan, the charge d'affaires of Beijing's embassy in the U.S., also sounded alarm about another serious confrontation in the rival powers' relations if a planned meeting between Xi and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were to go ahead and take place. He said, quote, whether it is Taiwan leaders coming to the United States or the U.S. leaders visiting Taiwan, it could lead to another serious, I repeat, confrontation in the China-U.S. relationship, she added. Serious.
I repeat, serious confrontation doesn't necessarily have to be military.
Right. Could be economic.
Could be economic.
Right.
They could torpedo the U.S. dollar. There's a lot that China could do. But they just issued a warning today. So you've got two major things happening here. NATO putting troops, thinking about putting troops in Ukraine. The Russians saying, you put them there, we shoot them.
Right.
And you've got China saying, if Speaker McCarthy meets with the Taiwanese president, there's going to be serious, I repeat, serious confrontation between China and the United States.
And you mentioned that it didn't have to be a military at all. It could be an economic blow. Yes. I don't know if you caught the story yesterday. Brazil and China are going to do all energy exchanges moving forward.
Yes, in Chinese yuan. Yes.
Not in dollars.
Right.
So that's just one, that's another shot across the bow there.
Right.
Telling the U.S. China means business.
China got helped to defeat President Bolsonaro, and they got Lula in as president. He's a Marxist, socialist, communist, whatever you want to call him. He's a leftist. He's definitely a far leftist. And so now he's making deals with China.
Right.
And I think the next one is that's going to happen really close to our doorstep is Mexico.
Yes.
And I think in the near future, and what that means, I don't know, but I think you could see Chinese military bases in Mexico.
And why not? The U.S. does it all over the world. There's nothing to stop Russia or China from doing the same thing. That would certainly, you know, we've got this idea of that the Western Hemisphere just belongs to us.
All right, so we only have 3 minutes left on the Word Network, so I'm going to go out with some shocking video. And you want to know why we're headed to nuclear war? Well, I'm going to show you. This is a poster from North Carolina, the 2023 Pride Festival, and it's a drag queen event.
At a technical college, a community college in Forsyth, Georgia.
At a community college. And I'm going to show you a video of a teenager being sexually molested by a transvestite drag queen at the college. Here it is. Let me ask you a question. Tell me why Almighty God should protect the United States of America from destruction from Russia and China. I'm listening. I don't hear anything. Why? Why do we deserve protection?
I can't defend the U.S.
You can't come up with a reason. We don't send the gospel out to the whole world like we used to. We're not a righteous nation. We're not a God-fearing nation. Our pulpits don't ring with thunderous sermons about holiness and righteousness anymore. No, our schools have vile, disgusting transvestites sexually assaulting children and teenagers while parents and adults cheer and clap.
Yes.
We are Sodom and Gomorrah, and we are ripe for burning. And the burning may start in the next 60 days. America, you need to repent. You need to repent, and you need to do it now, because the fire is coming. If there's no repentance, there's going to be fire that's going to sweep across the United States of America, and tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of Americans are going to die. And those that survive are going to wish that they were dead, because there will be nothing left of this country. And you will weep and cry and say, we know why it happened, but we didn't stop it. We saw it happening, but we didn't. It was too inconvenient to do something about it. Mm. We could have gotten in trouble if we opposed it. But look at the destruction. That's what's coming, my friends. So men better rise up really soon and put an end to the madness so that this country is not destroyed in the coming weeks and months. That's all I've got to say right now. All right, so this next video is a father.
Who's fed up.
This is in Eugene, Oregon. He went to a school board meeting because of what he learned happened to his little girl in school. And, you know, he was treated like he was a criminal. Let's watch it.
evening. Many of you know me, so I am here to discuss this atrocity of assignments. I want to first say you're a liar. It's not a rumor. I have the proof right here in my phone of the whom with you, with whom would you do it with? And my daughter specifically stated that the teacher put up a wheel on the class board and it stated anal penetration, oral sex, licking of ear, kissing, and he wanted them to write down the initials of a boy or girl that they would do these activities with. Now, I don't know what's worse, wanting to know my child's sexual fantasy or who they're going to have anal penetration and oral sex with. What is he gaining from this? What do you gain from this information? Why has my daughter that naively did the assignment? Because she's scared. She wants to get good grades. She wants to be, you know, get her license. She has to get good grades. And so she does this assignment. Where's the assignment? Why hasn't she had it turned back to her with her grade on it? What is he doing with it? Is this for his spank bank? Is he literally using this for his sexual deviant? These are questions that need to be answered. He verbally abused, verbally, sexually abused every single child in that classroom. You look up the definition. I gave you the paper for the definition of verbal sexual abuse. Now, sexual abuse is sexual abuse. So where's the criminal charges? Why is he still teaching? Is it because he's the football coach and Churchill's doing good? Don't want to lose that hype? Because football doesn't matter when it comes to our children. Okay? This sexual deviant needs to be removed. If you do not remove him, I am giving you my word today that tomorrow morning I will go down to the county clerk's office and I will file for the removal of every single one of you.
Yeah. Well, the FBI will come in because we've got a communist attorney general.
Right.
That says any parent that goes to the school board and confronts the sexual cult running this country will be treated like a terrorist.
That's right. He'll be labeled a white supremacist, a racist, you name it. Just check off the boxes.
So I'm at the point now, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Let's get it on now. Look, either take a stand and risk whatever happens to you, or we're all going to die very soon. That's where we're at right now as a country. The stinking country is imploding. It's, how do you describe it? It is literally collapsing in front of our eyes. The entire society is collapsing. We've been captured by a sex cult, a satanic sex cult is running this country. And people are just going, this is weird. More than weird, it's satanic. And you can only fight this thing in the power and the might of Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about calling prayer meetings. We're going to have to do even more than what that father did. I applaud that man. He confronted them. Did you notice how silent the school board members were? Because
they knew he was right.
They knew the teacher was right. In their minds, that father's wrong and their teacher's right. Mm. He did it on their instructions. They know exactly what's going on. It's a sex cult. We have been taken over by a sex cult. It is a satanic sex cult. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the world. We have to deal with it. These are perverts. They're satanic. They will sacrifice children. We just had three little children martyred. Those little kids in Nashville were martyred. They're Christian martyrs. So were the three adults who were killed. The school administrator, the substitute teacher, and the maintenance man, the custodian. Right. They were martyred. They were all Christians. They were martyred in a church. Do you know what those children were doing when they were murdered? They were learning the words of Amazing Grace. Doc, today in my office, as I was looking at these things, I broke down and cried. I couldn't help it. I started crying. I'm reading a story that these little kids were singing Amazing Grace.
It's just so hard to comprehend. Here they are singing the standard, Christian hymn of all time.
And a transvestite comes in and murders them. These little children are martyrs. They died for Christ. Will you die for Christ? Will you big, brave men die for Christ? Those little kids died for Christ.
Singing
Amazing Grace. I'm so tired of MAGA movement rallies and get up and fight. Fight for these kids. They're killing the children. They're killing the children right in front of your eyes. We can't sit another week. Something's got to give. Something's got to break. We cannot tolerate this anymore. There's coming a day they're going to do a massacre. These transvestites are going to do a massacre in churches on one day. It's coming. What is the breaking point for American men? Where is it? What is it that'll make them break? What is it?
I honestly don't know.
They're shooting the children in churches, and they indicted the President of the United States. What's next? What's next after this? A couple of days after shooting the children in the church, the pedophile president we've got, Joe Biden, he's a pedophile. I don't care about. We know that he likes little children. We know that he made his own daughter take a shower with him. We all know it. He declared today, Friday, he declared this as Transvestite Day.
Right. The day of visibility.
He rubbed those children's blood in your face. He rubbed their blood in your face. And tomorrow, they did cancel. They said that they canceled the Day of Vengeance rally.
Because of threats against them.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Here they were threatening.
Transphobic people were going to threaten them. Yeah, you better believe it. Yeah, there are going to be some serious threats that's going to happen. We are not going to tolerate communist, satanic, transvestites shooting children in churches. We're not going to tolerate them holding their little drag queen events and perverting children. I'm not going to tolerate it. Either I get some support in this country or I leave the country. That's all there is to it. I can't live in a place like this. Either do something or I've got to get out of here. I don't know what. I'm not going to live with people that won't do anything about it. I'm willing to die for my God. I'm willing to go all the way and be a martyr for Christ. But I'm not going to do it by myself. I'm not going to do it by myself, Doc. If nobody else cares, nobody else has any courage, everybody's okay with it, we'll just wait till the next election. You ain't going to have no election. On one side of your mouth, you tell me the elections are rigged, and then the other side of your mouth, you tell me we're going to vote them out next year.
You're right.
Which one is it? Which one is it? The elections are rigged, or you're going to get them out? The elections are rigged. They're rigged. Okay. We have rigged elections because we have a sex cult that has taken over this country. And we've reached a point that it's almost impossible to purge this country of the criminal cabal that's running it, choking it, destroying it. And about the only thing left is for the Russians to take care of it and to burn it out. The negative of all this is that we get burned up too. But at least they get burned up. At least their insanity comes to an end. in the world doesn't have to put up with it anymore. I'm embarrassed to be an American now. I'm embarrassed that people in other countries are looking at these videos of transvestites molesting children. And we got a vice president who goes to other countries and says, either you change your laws and accept it, or we cut off aid to you. I'm embarrassed. We got to do something. You can't sit here another year doing this stuff. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit here another year doing it. I've reached my puke level. Let me show you the, I'll show you a little video of transvestite insurrectionists doing their little takeover of the Tennessee state legislature, because the men and women of the Tennessee legislature are passing some bills to bring these transvestites under control. This is what happened. So you got a bunch of Tennessee men standing around talking.
Tennessee.
Homeland. Standing around talking while the transvestites take over the legislature. Where was the security? They have a sergeant of arms in the legislature? They have any armed cops there?
I mean, there's a reason why he's called the sergeant at arms.
Yes, he has a gun, and his job is to protect the legislators. How did he know that none of those people were armed? How did he know that that guy's down on the floor with a bullhorn?
Yes.
And nobody stopped him.
Not security, not the sergeant at arms, not a single legislator in the state of Tennessee.
But the Biden administration has already arrested 1,000 Trump supporters who went inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, well, that's different, Rick. They're a threat.
What was that? Was that not an insurrection? Was that not the disruption of state business? Was that not threatening government officials? But they did nothing. See, this is what I'm talking about. Cowards. Spineless cowards. And the sex cult knows that the men are cowards. They know it. They know there's not going to be any pushback, no resistance, because they're afraid. They know that people are afraid of them. We're going to have to teach them. Okay, I want to show you some Christian martyrs. There's the six that were murdered this week by a transvestite.
Because they were Christians.
Because they were Christians. In the Nashville police chief is covering up the manifesto, hiding it from the public.
Oh, it's going to be released.
Yeah, redacted.
Right. And boy, Rick, they just can't figure out the motive.
Right.
The FBI can't figure out the motive. The Tennessee State Police can't figure out the motive. What's the motive? Somebody went into a Christian school and killed Christians. If they went into a Jewish school and killed Jews, would it be what would it be?
A hate crime.
Right.
And it would be horrible. It would be horrible.
I agree. Absolutely.
Well, where's the ADL? Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? Why hasn't the Southern Poverty Law Center issued a report to police departments to be on watch for armed, militant, transvestite nationalists? Where's the reports? Where's the training from the Southern Poverty Law Center? Where's the ADL decrying the slaughter of innocent Christian children? Has the ADL made one statement other than call for gun control?
No, of course not.
So the funerals started today for the three children. Here's the first child who was born. I broke up. I'm telling you today, I started crying at my desk. In fact, one of our team members came by, looked in my office. He always stops in, and he looked at me and goes, "What's wrong?" And I was crying. He goes, "What's wrong?" And I turned my laptop around and I said, this, I can't take any more of it. I can't take any more of this stuff. I have to look at this stuff every single day and it's affecting me. You want to know how she died? She was in her classroom singing Amazing Grace. And the transvestite pulled the fire alarm. And this little girl thought her school was on fire. And she rounded up her fellow 9-year-old classmates and led them out of the classroom into the hallway. And she was first in line and she got shot. Number 32, Tennessee, and here's another one, Hallie Scruggs. This is the pastor's daughter.
Yes.
Please don't write to me and tell me that these children didn't die. Don't tell me that this is fake. I'll go off on you.
Well, Chad,
I'm tired of that stuff. I'm just tired of that lunacy, that Alex Jones lunacy. These are real children and they're dead. I'm tired of the Alex Jones lunatic stuff. People writing to us, Rick, well, you're falling for the whole thing. These kids aren't dead. Goats, I'm not going to say it. Why don't you go to their funeral? Go to their funerals. So... she was shot because she was the pastor's daughter.
Right. She was targeted specifically.
She was targeted to be taken out. Okay, so let's go down to the clown show stuff. Number 35, President Trump faces 30 counts in New York grand jury indictment. So for the first time in the history of America, a former president has been arrested. Absolutely insane, crazy. I'm not going to talk about the case. I'm not going to talk about the minute details. Could he be convicted on this? And could it isn't about a conviction. It is about humiliating Donald Trump in front of the whole world, putting handcuffs on him,
right,
perp walking him. Police mugshot.
Jumpsuit, maybe?
Jumpsuit. And threatening him with imprisonment in Rikers Island. Because if he's convicted, that's where he'll go, Rikers Island. They know they're not going to get a conviction. But they got 30 counts. They might get one. They could get one out of 30. That's all they need. A 1 in 30 chance to get a conviction. They'll get him in prison. But it's really about telling you, your constitutional republic is over.
You're right, Rick.
It's over. Your constitutional republic died. We're killing your kids in the churches, and we're locking up your presidents. The communist revolution won in 2020. I told you in 2020, the communist revolution won. They're tearing down the statues. Statues come down in a revolution, and the people who pull down the statues are the winner of the revolution.
That's right.
I told my audience in 2008, Barack Hussein Obama, whose real name is Barry Satoru, was a communist street organizer, and that he was launching a communist takeover of America in 2008. He is still running it. He's in charge of it. Day-to-day operation. Susan Rice in the White House taking his calls. Maybe Joe Biden has an earpiece. Obama joked when he left the White House at the end of his second term, I wish I could have a third term. I wish I could put an earpiece in another president, just speak to him, tell him what to do. Maybe he told Joe Biden, hey, when you walk into the room, talk about ice cream. You know, just to see, can I control that guy? But Obama is running this country. He's a communist agitator. And we are years into a communist takeover. And there's hardly anything left of this republic. We have entered a police state. We are in a post-constitutional police state. There is no law and justice anymore. If you make them mad, they're coming after you. They'll plant evidence. They have everything, all the apparatus of power. They've got it all. And it's a sex cult. It's a satanic sex cult that's running this country. And they sacrifice children. They sacrifice children to Satan. That's what's running the country. It cannot be stopped with politics. It is satanic. And Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, he'll get it. Look, Donald Trump needs to, and I'm saying this out of sincerity, Donald Trump needs to publicly humble himself and to say that he cannot fight this battle alone, that he needs Jesus Christ in his life. There will be a tremendous rush of support for that man if he will humble himself and call upon the name of the Lord. But if he continues to try to whip these people on his own strength, he's going to fail at it. And I don't want him to fail. They're taking him out because, in their mind, they have to take him out in order to get to you and me. For some reason, they see him as the embodiment of all these right-wing Christians in America, flag-waving, patriotic, traditional values Christians. They see Donald Trump as the leader of that group, even though his personal life is
a wreck.
A wreck. And his sins have come back to bite him in the butt.
Which they're using against him.
Yes. A sex sin. See, once again, it's sex. He's in trouble because of his own sex sins. So, according to the Daily Mail, well, let's look at Bloomberg. Trump arraignment set for Tuesday. He will plead not guilty. Look at the photograph Bloomberg uses.
Yes.
Okay, of course they'd use that one. I personally hope Donald Trump refuses to turn himself in on Tuesday. I know ordinarily we would say, well, we got to obey the courts. We have to respect the rule of law. There is no rule of law. The rule of law is over. It's over. They use the law to rule you.
That's right.
That's the rule of law now. Their concept of the rule of law is use the law to rule our enemies.
And right now, we're the enemy.
Yes. There is absolutely no way he will ever get a fair trial. He will not get a fair trial. He's guilty already. They hate him, and they hate you and me, and they hate America. They hate God. They hate righteousness. They are satanic. So my personal advice to Mr. Trump is stay in Florida. Governor DeSantis said last night he would not assist the Manhattan prosecutors in extraditing President Trump to New York.
That's right, Rick.
He could, I mean, Mr. Trump could himself go there voluntarily, but he doesn't have to.
Right. And so Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday blasted the indictment of Donald Trump and vowed that the state will not assist in the extradition, even though reports suggest the former president plans to surrender voluntarily to New York authorities. Governor DeSantis, who is expected to challenge President Trump for the Republican 24 presidential nomination later this year, previously said he wouldn't get involved in Trump's indictment in any way, but was roundly condemned by the former president and his supporters who accused him of being disloyal. Now, the Republican governor's decision to criticize Mr. Trump's indictment aligns him with other Republicans who have rallied to Mr. Trump's side. It also mirrors the full-throated GOP support for Donald Trump after the FBI searched his residence at Mar-a-Lago last August.
So, I think Mr. Trump should, on Tuesday, do a no-show and tell Alvin Bragg, come and get me.
Right.
Because Alvin Bragg cannot legally come into the state of Florida and arrest Donald Trump. Look, he's not the FBI. He's not the state police of New York. He's a borough, a New York district, Manhattan. It would be like here. We're in Indian River County, Florida. Do you know the laughter that would be in the world if the state's attorney, district attorney of Indian River County said, I'm arresting President Biden?
Yes, I mean, just the ridiculousness.
We're going to arrest him. People would laugh.
And we expect him to come and surrender himself here in Indian River County in Vero Beach.
That's right.
And so we can indict you.
It's not going to happen. So the president, President Trump should laugh at him. He should say, I'll be on the golf course Tuesday. If you want me, come and get me. And then I think people need to surround Mar-a-Lago. Florida's not going to send the state police to get him.
No.
I don't think the Democrat sheriff of Palm Beach County would even dare to do it. I think he'd be afraid to do it. They're not going to send deputies into Mar-a-Lago and try to arrest the President of the United States. What's the Secret Service going to do?
They're going to protect the president.
Right. Their assignment is to protect the president. And you think they're going to let deputy sheriffs come in and point guns at the president? This is not a federal case.
It's not even a state case.
It's not a state case. There's not going to be FBI SWAT teams and helicopters hovering around. This is a joke. And Donald Trump should stay in Florida, campaign from the state of Florida, hold rallies from Pensacola to Key West. I mean, Joe Biden never left his basement, and somehow he won the election.
Right.
All right, if you want to believe that. So let Donald Trump stay in the state of Florida, win the election, and then pardon himself. He doesn't even have to go to Washington to be inaugurated. Why do you have to go to Washington?
You don't.
Let the inauguration happen in Florida. The
Constitution doesn't say where it has
to
be.
No, it just says the time. So let it happen in Florida, and then pardon yourself. Just pardon me.
I will.
This circus is over. That's assuming we can get to 2024. That's assuming that there's a fair election.
In 2024.
That's assuming a lot. We have to assume right now that we can get past this summer without frying in a nuclear war. So what happened this week? What's the arrest of President Trump? I'm going to tell you my view from a historical viewpoint. It was Fort Sumter. That's what happened. It was Fort Sumter. It was the beginning of the Civil War. It started. historians, if there are any historians 100 years from now, they will write about in their history books the Fort Sumter of the Second Civil War, the arrest of the President of the United States. It was too much. It was over the top. People said, that's it. We're done. The country is imploding. The Constitution is crumbling. Fort Sumter was the beginning of the Civil War.
That's where the shots were first fired.
Yes. And the battle raged for Fort Sumter for years. The Confederates and the Union fought over Fort Sumter for years. There were multiple battles to regain control of Fort Sumter. The Confederates took control of all the ports in the South except Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter was in the hands of the feds, of the Union. And then the attack started, and then the Civil War began. And so the leftist cult opened the first shot of the Civil War by arresting Donald Trump. We need to say it. We need to say, you people started a civil war. You did it. You drew first blood. You drew blood in Nashville.
Yes.
Okay. Innocent children's blood. You drew it. We're done with you people. We're going to put you out of your misery. Okay. We're going to end this stuff. That's where we're at right now. What did Joe Biden say in August of 2022 about anybody who would dare challenge the power of the elite? Let's remember. I got a little video of what Mr. Biden said he had in his hands.
A fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me.
He also said he had nukes.
Yes.
He said, I've got F-16s and nukes. Let me tell you what these people would do. They would nuke Republican states. In the next Civil War, they will nuke Republican states. They will use tactical nukes on Florida, in Texas, in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Georgia. They'll use tactical nukes. These people are absolutely insane. He wasn't joking when he said, I've got F-16s and nukes. He meant it. They will nuke Republican states. You think they wouldn't do it? They kill babies. If I say anything else, I'll probably say something radical. So,
you haven't said anything radical yet today?
No, I just said the truth. And I'm going to go home. So think about what I said. As usual on the weekend, go to church. Watch New Zion. Watch New Zion and go to church. Get a double dose. And spend time this weekend with your Heavenly Father. Just be quiet. Turn off all the news and all this junk and be quiet. Get a Bible. Sit there and talk to Him and let Him speak to you. And then also spend time with the people who you love, who mean everything to you. Spend time with them and tell them that you love them. And just use this weekend to do good things. And let the Lord minister to you and let Him minister to others through you. We can't let this stuff destroy our lives. It was affecting me today. Killing the children. One of my granddaughters, we just had her ninth birthday last week. So when I looked at those pictures, I saw my granddaughter. Okay? She attends a Christian school. I'm thinking,
what if it had been that school?
What if it had been my granddaughter? are three parents in Nashville that don't have their little babies this week because of an armed militant transvestite. And a president that declares Transgender Day after the murders, just to show you that he's sick and demented. Let's pray. Father, oh God, we are in trouble, Father. We are in trouble, Father. Our nation is in trouble as it has never been in the history of our country. We are in deep trouble, Father. And you are the only one who can save us, who can rescue us. Father, I pray that a spirit of boldness will rise up in the men and women of this nation who love you and call upon your name. And I pray, Father, that in every town and city and county, godly men and women will come together and begin to form groups and committees and fellowships and organizations that they would bind together and begin to take action to resist the Antichrist, resist the beast, resist the communist revolution in this country. Father, give us the strength that we need. Help each man in this country find the courage and the boldness to put his life on the line for the children of this country and for the cross and for the Constitution. Father, we are in deep trouble and we need you. We need you greatly, Father. Please help us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I'll see you Monday. Bye.